Your symptoms sound like a relatively common disorder called blossom end rot. It's not caused by any insect or disease, so spraying insecticides or fungicides won't help. It's actually a physiological disorder that's caused by a lack of calcium getting into the developing fruit. If those rapidly forming fruits don't get enough calcium, tissues will break down, resulting in that dark, sunken, kind of leathery area on the part of the fruit where the blossom originally was. We usually see it as the tomatoes get to be about a third to a half their full size. And while we see it mostly on tomatoes, it's also possible on eggplant and peppers and even on squash such as zucchini. While a calcium deficiency is the cause of blossom end rot, most of the time there's plenty of calcium in the soil. There's just something preventing it from being taken up effectively. We see it most often following periods of hot, dry weather because drought stress or large fluctuations of soil moisture will restrict calcium uptake. That's why we often see more blossom end rot in tomatoes that are grown in containers, because containers can dry out very quickly in between thorough waterings. Maintaining even soil moisture is the best way to prevent blossom end rot in the future. Use mulches around the plants to help retain soil moisture, and be sure the plants get an inch of water each week, either by rain or by irrigation. Also, pull weeds near the plants by hand rather than using a tiller or a hoe, because that can damage those important feeder roots, which will reduce the plant's ability to take up enough water and nutrients. If you think your plants do get adequate and even moisture all summer and you still get blossom end rot, then it's possible you actually do have a calcium deficiency in your soil or some imbalance with other nutrients that compete with calcium. Soil tests can be done to test for calcium and other nutrients, and if your pH is less than 6.5, you could try adding some lime, which will increase calcium levels in the soil. Be sure you don't over-fertilize with nitrogen either, and avoid ammonium-based sources of nitrogen, as that can compete with calcium uptake as well. Some varieties of tomatoes are more resistant to blossom end rot, so you might want to check into that as well. If you have any more questions, let me know.